think that's the word it is. He tried to trick Christ. He tried to get ahead of him. The devil did. Yeah.
What would people think that he were at the graveyard at night?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'd go up in the graveyard at night. You see something walking around.
What would it be that you'd see?
See ghosts?
Uh-huh.
Maybe ghosts. I had never seen one.
You know anyone who has seen them?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of people see them. Plenty of people see them. Just walking around, they see them. They're not afraid of them either.
Do the ghosts ever try to do anything to them?
Mm-hmm. They won't do anything. They say if the ghost is meeting you, you step aside and let the ghost by. Because they won't step aside and let you by.
What do they do?
Just stay in the road. And you don't want to get too close to them or butt into them.
But what would happen if you butted into
them? They'd frighten you, maybe. They'd go up in a wind or something, a whirl or something. They'd frighten you. A lot of people see them, but they say that they just step out the way and they pass on by one by. What is that imagination? I never seen one. But I do believe in them.
I have a couple of friends that see them.
Mm-hmm. They see them. A lot of them see them. But you see, when they see them, they're not afraid of them. Mm-hmm.
They don't be scared.
I would too. I lived in a haunted house one time and I never did see them.
Where did you live in a haunted house?
Way back when I first come to town, I was rooming with an old lady. The girl had died in that house. Mm-hmm. But I never did see her, but another person told me that she visited that house. Mm-hmm. But I never did hear or see it. Mm-hmm. Even my girl, the old lady's granddaughter come down, she wouldn't let her pass through the middle door.
The ghost would?
Mm-mm. Standing in the middle door. But she never bothered me.
Maybe they just liked
you. Maybe she wasn't going to frighten me.
You tell someone, you better put a
sweater on. It's
getting cool. Okay.
Or getting a little chilly. And you haven't seen a good
friend of
yours in a long time. When you saw him, you might say,
I'm what to see you.
Glad.
And
mm-hmm.
someone owned about 500 acres. You say that was
a
what, a
land? 500 acres?
Uh-huh.
That was a lot of land.
Did you ever say a right smart of land?
Well, I guess I have. Right smart. People used to use that way back, the old people did.
Right. What does right smart mean?
Right smart. I don't know what that right smart means. That is uh-huh. something. That's just they figure of speech. But I heard them say it. But I never did know what it meant. I say a lot of land or uh-huh. acres of land or something.
If mm-hmm. someone asked you something and you wanted to say, you agreed with them, someone said something and you agreed with them strongly, what might you say?
Yes, I believe in that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone asks you, can you really do that? You say,
I'll try.
Or I what can?
I can or I try. I can.
And if someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say, he what hated that place.
He mm-hmm. He just hated that place.
And
he just didn't want to go there.
Say it wasn't just a little cold this morning. It was one just a little cold. It was
very cold.
And say if a man was hammering and he hit his finger with the hammer. What